All right, now, bearing in mind that these two happen to be in the wrong order, as I said, that's just to keep you alert, we're going on to what is number three on the outline, is number two for me, specifically to interpret, okay? We're going to come now to the point where I'm going to lead you into the exercise of the gift of interpretation. Are you ready to be led? That's your decision. All right, I want to point out to you that the Bible encourages us to interpret. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues. How many Baptist churches acknowledge that? I wish you all spoke with tongues. How many is all? All is all, isn't it? But that's not all. I mean, that's just the first part. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Understand that. Key word in this chapter is edify and edification. Everything is directed to building up the individual and the church. And Paul says it's fine to speak in tongues, but you're only edifying yourself. If you prophesy, you're edifying the church, the whole assembly. But he said, if you speak in a tongue and then interpret, that's as good as prophesying. And so he goes on in the same chapter, verses 12 and 13. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts. Are you zealous for spiritual gifts? All right, if you are, this applies. Let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Don't just restrict it to yourself. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, I am naive enough to believe that if the Bible tells us to pray for something, the Bible wants us to have it. I cannot conceive that the Bible would say, pray for something, but it's not God's will. That seems to me incredible, totally illogical. So the Bible says, let the one that speaks in a tongue do what? Pray to interpret. So if you speak in a tongue, one thing you can do next is what? Pray to interpret. Now, let's go down to the bottom of the outline for a moment to encourage you. Two principles of petition. First of all, in 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that's God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The issue is, are we praying according to God's will? If we are, we know he hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we asked of him. So the issue is, are we praying in God's will? If we are, then we know he hears us. If we know he hears us, we know we have the thing we asked for. Now, if God says, let him that speaketh in a tongue pray that he may interpret, to me, that indicates it's God's will for you to interpret. Otherwise, God wouldn't tell you to do it. Then, about the time of receiving. This is very important. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Therefore I say to you, Jesus is speaking, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now that's not a fully accurate translation. The tense is wrong. What it says in Greek is, believe that you received them and you will have them. So whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you received them and you will have them. So when do you receive? When you pray. That's right. Okay. And if you're praying in God's will, you know that he hears you and you know that you have what you ask. Okay. So what we're going to do very simply, well, let's look at the general assurance. We looked at it last time. We don't need to turn there. Jesus said, if you ask for bread, you'll never get a stone. If you ask for a fish, you'll never get a snake. If you ask for an egg, you'll never get a scorpion. If you ask for something good, you will never get something bad. Turn to your neighbor and say that. If you ask for something good, you will never get something bad. Okay.